And a good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. District 3 final in baseball on Saturday, Northwood Kensett. They upset the top-ranked team in Class A. They beat Newman Catholic 8-3. Northwood Kensett led the game 8-0, including a grand slam by Cade Hagestag. Again, they go in for an 8-3 victory. Now, top-ranked Newman Catholic had qualified for the state tournament 13 straight years. That is an Iowa State record. It will not be 14. Newman Catholic wrapped up the season with a 34-2 record. Northwood Kensett wins the district. They're moving on to the Sub-State 2 final. That's going to be tomorrow. Vikings are 14-14. They're going to face Key, who is 32-9. That game tomorrow at 7 in St. Charles. American Legion Baseball postseason begins tonight. Albert Lea's the number 6 seed. They're going to travel to the number 3 seed, Austin. First pitch is at 6:30. Albert Lea High School is pleased to welcome Amy Wachholz as their next head girls soccer coach. That's pending board approval. Now, Amy was an assistant coach in the Albert Lea High School girls soccer program last season. Wachholz graduated from Concordia College in Moorhead with a degree in biology and a coaching minor. Now, Wachholz is an Albert Lea High School graduate, class of 2003. She was a standout soccer player in high school, and she was named All-State Soccer Player in her senior campaign. She continued to excel at the collegiate level, where she was named All-Region at Concordia College. Now, Coach Wachholz grew up in and currently resides in Hollandale. She's married to Adam Wachholz, and they have two daughters, Brinley and Kinsley. Again, congratulations, Amy Wachholz, the next head girls soccer coach at Albert Lea. Not a good start for the second half of the season for the Minnesota Twins. Detroit finished a weekend sweep of the Twins. Tigers take down the Twins 7-0. Colin Morikawa has become the first golfer to win two different majors in his first attempt. The 24-year-old American started the final round of the British Open one shot behind and ended with a bogey-free 466 for a two-shot victory over Jordan Spieth. Now, Morikawa made three straight birdies from the seventh hole to overtake Louis Oosthuizen, who was seeking a wire-to-wire win. Now, Oosthuizen, the 2010 Open champion and runner-up at the last two majors, tied for third with U.S. Open champion Jon Rahm. Morikawa played the final 31 holes without a bogey and finished at 15 under 265. That's the lowest score in the 15 times the British Open has been played at Royal St. George's. Now, Sunday's win follows his victory last year in his first PGA Championship. The San Diego Padres and Washington Nationals have finished playing a day after their game was suspended when gunfire erupted outside the stadium. Now, Washington police say three people were injured in the shooting. A woman suffered a graze wound to her back, and two people who walked into the hospital with gunshot wounds were in stable condition. A chaotic scene quickly developed at Nationals Park in the sixth inning Saturday night when the shots began to echo all around the stadium. Players quickly They cleared the field and fans scrambled for safety, some of them leaving the park and others taking cover. When play resumed yesterday, the Padres wrapped up a 10-4 win. Nationals, they won the second game 8-7. The fan who hit Boston Red Sox left fielder Alex Verdugo with a baseball thrown out of the Yankee Stadium stands has been banned for life from attempting big league games. The decision was confirmed Sunday by spokesmen for both the New York Yankees and Major League Baseball. Red Sox manager Alex Cora briefly pulled his team off the field in the sixth inning on Saturday night after Verdugo was struck in the back by a ball thrown from the left field seats. He did not appear to be hurt. An angry Verdugo shouted at fans and was restrained by first base coach Tom Goodwin as the game was held up in a driving rain. The fan was ejected from the ballpark. Aja Wilson scored 16 points. Brianna Stewart had 14. The U.S. beat Nigeria 93-62 in the final pre-Olympic exhibition tune-up for both teams. It was a much-needed win for the U.S., which had dropped consecutive exhibition games for the first time since 2011, with losses to the WNBA All-Stars and Australia earlier this week. The Americans got out to a strong start, racing out to a 20-4 lead. U.S. tennis player Coco Gauff has tested positive for the coronavirus, forcing her to pull out of the Tokyo Olympics. Now, Gauff revealed her positive test in a tweet on Sunday. The 17-year-old is number 25 in the WTA rankings. She lost in the fourth round at Wimbledon last month. The U.S. Tennis Association said it was saddened to learn that Gauff will be unable to participate in Tokyo. And also in the check of sports, Tadej Pogačar, he has won the Tour de France for a second straight year. Again on Saturday, Northwood Kensett pulling off an upset. They knocked off Newman Catholic by a score of 8-3. Congratulations to the Vikings. They move on to the Substate 2 final. Again, Northwood Kensett will take on Key tomorrow at 7 at St. Charles. And at Sheka Sports, from the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm.